Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm happy that I was free this weekend, that I could fill in for your pastor, and I certainly pray for God's blessing and healing upon him. I am Pastor Ron Leyenbauer. I'm a pastoral counselor at the Lutheran Counseling Center. I hope you're familiar with our counseling center. I brought along some more brochures and left them in the narthex in case any of you are interested or know of someone who needs counseling, be sure and refer them to us. I'm also pastor emeritus at the Lutheran Church of St. John in Flushing, where I was pastor for about 23 years. So it's good to be with you this morning. I invite you this morning to meditate with me on one verse of Scripture, a verse that is in the liturgy of the Holy Communion, which we use every Sunday, and a verse that is in all of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and it goes something like this: Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So, will you play a little game with me this morning? You know the word association game? I say a word, and then you say the first word that comes to your mind. Like, for example, if I say book, you might say read or page or Bible. Okay? Ready? Just shout it out, okay? What word comes to your mind when I say December?
Christmas.
Sounds like Christmas unanimously. What word comes to your mind when I say Christmas? Jesus. Okay. Sounds, most of you are thinking Jesus. And what word comes to your mind when I say Advent?
Stir up.
Various answers. I was thinking wreath. You have a wreath? Where's the wreath? The Advent wreath. Oh, there it is. When it comes to Advent, I have three suggestions for you. I have three words that might come into our minds and into our hearts, the three words that would be very appropriate and inspiring and God-pleasing and helpful in this Advent season, three words that would be good to have in our mind and in our heart throughout the season. Actually, they're not just words, they are also actions. They are three Advent action words. Do you want to know what they are? I would hope you would say yes. The first word is remember. Remember. Remembering is important, don't you think? Memory is important. We certainly don't want to lose our memory. Don't you feel a little embarrassed or a little ashamed if you forget someone's name or forget someone's birthday? There's a sizable business in the greeting card industry for cardboard apologies for forgetting. One of my problems I'm noticing in my senior years is forgetting words or forgetting names on the tip of my tongue, but it may take me 15 or 30 seconds for that word to come into my mind. I hate when that happens. I'm pretty sure you all agree. Remembering is important. And in Advent, there are especially two things, I would say, that are very important and vital to remember, that Advent draws into our memory. And the first thing would be not to forget our sins. And sometimes I think we do a pretty good job of forgetting them. We want to forget our sins and maybe believe that they're not too serious. But they can't really be forgotten unless they're forgiven. And so the remedy, if I really want my sins to be forgotten forever, is to remember them and confess them to our loving, forgiving God. And the second thing in Advent to remember that's very important and vital, of course, Jesus came to earth because of our sins. That's what John the Baptist was preaching all about out there in the wilderness, preaching to the people, urging them to confess their sins as he pointed to the one who was coming after him, Jesus. That Jesus came to save us from our sins. He came that all our sins might be forgiven and forgotten. This is the most important thing we do in Advent, among the so many other things that we do. Remembering our sins and remembering that Jesus came to Bethlehem and to Calvary in his unbelievable love for us. It's what we're doing every time we gather here at the Lord's table, eating and drinking the body and the blood of our Savior. We're remembering, for as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we remember and proclaim the death of our Lord until he comes. God became a human being, born like us. Don't ever forget how amazing this is, that God became a human being. His name was Jesus, and that name means Savior. And at the age of 33, he came into the city of Jerusalem to die. And the people all shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." And then, as you know, he was tortured and crucified. His body was broken. His blood was shed. And he died for you and for me. Never forget that. Never forget Jesus. There are three action words I'm connecting with Advent. The first is remember. The second word is celebrate. Celebrate. Who doesn't like to celebrate? We do a lot of celebrating. Our birthdays, our anniversaries. What else do you celebrate? All year this year, we've been celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation. We celebrate Jesus all year. During this Advent season, we're looking forward to celebrating Christmas and Epiphany and Good Friday and Easter and Pentecost. Now, everyone here, I'm sure, can tell me when your birthday is, and you celebrate it, right? How many of you know your baptism birthdays? A few of you do. Good. You celebrate that, your baptism birthday? That's the day you were reborn in Christ into his death and resurrection. Mine's March 23rd. When's yours? Could there be anything more important in your life than to celebrate that? You are God's beloved child because you were baptized. Jesus is with you every day because you were baptized. So I've got some homework for you. If you don't know when your baptism birthday is, I want you to go home and find out. Go find out and then celebrate it. We're celebrating Jesus every time we gather for this sacrament around the Lord's table. We're celebrating. You don't have to have a sad face when you come here to the Holy Communion. You can be smiling. Your sins are forgiven. You are God's child, and you are in God's family. This is a celebration this morning, a Eucharist. Eucharist comes from a Greek word which means thanksgiving. Jesus is coming to us through this Holy Eucharist, through our celebration of this Holy Communion, coming to us to forgive us our sins and remove them from us, coming to strengthen us in our faith and in our life with Him, coming to fill us with His life and with His power, the power of His Spirit. His Holy Spirit. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim and celebrate His death until He comes. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is He who comes to us in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. There are three action words I'm connecting with Advent. The first is remember. The second is
celebrate.
And the third word is anticipate. Anticipate. What do you look forward to? When we're young, we're looking forward to our birthday. We're looking forward to all the presents under the Christmas tree. As adults, what do we look forward to? Days off? Holidays? Vacations? What else we look forward to? I don't know about you, but as I grow older, I find myself anticipating my death, the day that I'm leaving the earth. And sometimes my anticipation of that is accompanied by some anxiety. Although I know that in Jesus there is no fear needed. Of all the things that you or I may be anticipating, nothing compares to the biggest, grandest, most glorious event that you and I know is coming. St. Peter described it today in the second reading. Listen to how Jesus talks about this coming glorious event in St. Matthew's Gospel. At that time, Jesus says, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And He will send His angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Vak it, bait it, bait it, vak it. You know German? How Bach says it in one of his grand cantatas, quoting Jesus, our Lord. Watch, pray, watch. Jesus is going to come and take you and me into eternity. And this is how eternity is envisioned for St. John in the book of Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her groom. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." And listen to Jesus' own words in Revelation. "Behold, I am coming soon. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Advent, you see, is all about anticipation. And I'm hoping I'm helping your anticipation this morning. And I hope you're not afraid of that grand, most glorious day. Here at the Lord's table, again, we are anticipating that day with joy. Jesus is here with us at the table, welcoming us, inspiring our faith, enlivening our hope, invigorating our love in anticipation of that glorious day. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we remember and proclaim and celebrate the Lord's death until he comes. Until he comes. Jesus is coming. We're looking forward to it. And that's why we sing here almost every Sunday at the Lord's table, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." I remember our word game at the beginning? One more. What word comes to your mind when I say the word Hosanna? I don't hear anything. We need to do a little biblical research, I think, on that word Hosanna. And doing that, we find that Hosanna, first of all, was a Hebrew word, which means to save. In the Psalms, Hosanna becomes a plea for salvation. Listen, for example, to some verses out of Psalm 118. "O Lord, Hosanna." In other words, "O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God. He has made his light shine upon us. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever." Can you hear how Hosanna here became a cry of the people? A cry of messianic hope, a prayer for the Messiah to come and to save them from their enemies. And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the people, using this psalm, turned Hosanna into a shout of praise. The Messiah is here. It's Jesus. He's come to save us. He is the promise of God fulfilled. He is the Son of David, the great promised King of God's people. The Messiah is here to save us. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes to us in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We sing this every Sunday. Why? We're remembering. We're celebrating. We're anticipating. Jesus came. Jesus comes among us now, and he will come again. He is the Alpha and the Omega, who was, who is, and who is to be. Hosanna in the highest. So I wish for all of you a very blessed continuation of Advent, remembering, celebrating, anticipating. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And remember that those who wait and hope on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.